Jaya Ratta Madhava Kuncha Vihari Jaya Ratta Madhava Jaya Kopichana Vanahava Girivadatari Jaya Kopichana Vanahava Jaya Kopichana Vanahava Girivadatari Jaya Kopichana Vanahava Yashoda Nandana Rajachana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Yashoda Nandana Rajachana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Yamuna Tihiravana Chari Yamuna Tihiravana Yamuna Tihiravana Chari Yamuna Tihiravana Chari Jaya Ratta Madhava Kuncha Vihari Jaya Jaya Ratta Madhava Kuncha Vihari Jaya Jaya Kopichana Vanahava Girivadadari Jaya Kopichana Vanahava Jaya Kopichana Vanahava Girivadadari Jaya Kopichana Vanahava Yashoda Nandana Rajachana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Yashoda Nandana Rajachana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Yamuna Tihiravana Chari Yamuna Tihiravana Chari Yamuna Tihiravana Chari Yamuna Tihiravana Jaya Ratta Madhava Kuncha Vihari Jaya Ratta Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasade Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Kadada Shiva Sade Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasade Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya நித்தியா நித்யானந்த சேவா சதேந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராமா ஹரே ராமா ராம ராம ஹரி 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 கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராமா ஹரே ராமா ராம ராமா ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராமா ஹரே ராமா ராம ராம ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம ஜய கௌரநிதாய கௌரநிதாய ஜய கௌரநிதாய ஜய கௌரநிதாய ஜய ஜய கிருஷ்ணபாராம் கிருஷ்ணபாராம் ஜய கிருஷ்ண பாராம் ஜய கிருஷ்ண பாராம் ஜய கிருஷ்ண பாராம் ஜய ஜய ராதா சமசுந்தராதா சமசுந்தராதே ஜய ராதா சமசுந்தராதா சமசுந்தரா ஜய பிரபுபாதா பிரபுபாதா ஜய பிரபுபாதா ஜய பிரபுபாதா ஜய 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 பிரபுபா 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 ஜய ஜய பிரபுபா ஜய ஜய பிரபுபா 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 ஜய ஜய பிரபுபா ஜயம் விஷ்ணு பத பரமஹம்ச பரிணாச்சார்ய அஷ்டோதசத ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீமத் ஹிஸ் டிவைன் கிரேஸ் ஏசி பக்திவேதாந்த ஸ்வாமி மகாராஜ் ஸ்ரீ பிரபுபாத கீ ஜாய் ISKCON Foundacharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Jayam Vishnupada Panamahamsa Parinachakcharya, Ashtodara Satta Shri Srimad, His Divine Grace, Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Shri Harirastaku Ki Jai, பிரேம் சகாஹோ ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாத்ரா ஸ்ரீவாசரி கௌர பக்த விருந்த கீ ஜாய் Shri Shri Radha Krishna, Gopa Kobinan Shamakun Radhakun, Giri Govadan Ki Jai, Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Shri Mayapu Dham Ki Jai, Shri Jaknapuri Dham Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Chamuna Mai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Trusi Devi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai, Transcendental Prasadan Distribution Ki Jai, Hare Rama Sankirtan Ki Jai, Iskan Yu Ramareti Ki Jai, Nithai Gaura Pramanandi Haribo Haribo, Akraris to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. Akraris to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. Akraris to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. Akraris to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Namo Vishnu Madhaya Krishna, Prasthayam Tashmadi, Tamo Krishna Kasamdi, Namini Namo Vishnu Shasmadi Bhaktivedanta Samdi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nanayana Namaskrityam. Naranchaiva Narottamam. Devin Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Uditrayet Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavad Yudha Mashroke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 16, text number 8. Nahantatatmi yajamana havi vitane. Chotarita putam adanghuta bum mukena. Ya brahmanasya mukatas charoto nungasam. Tustasya maya vahitai nijakama pakai. Nahantatat mi yajamana havi vitane. Chotak hitat prutam adanghuta bum mukena. Ya brahmanasya mukatas charato nungasam. Tushtasya maya vahitai nijakama pakai. Nahantatatmi yajamana havi vitane. Chotarita putam adanghutam bum mukena. Ya brahmanasya mukatash charato nungasam. Tustasya maya vahitai nijakama pakai. Please. Marajis. Na, not, aham, I, tata, on the other hand, atmi, I eat, ajamana, by the sacrificer, havihi, the oblations, vitane, in the sacrificial fire, chota, pouring, rita, ghee, prutam, mixed, adam, eating, hutabuk, the sacrificial fire, mukena, by the mouth, yat, as, Brahmanasya, of the Brahmana, Mukataha, from the mouth, Charataha, acting, Anugasam, muscles, Tustasya, satisfied, Mayi, to me, Avahitai, offered, Nija, Om, Kama, activities, Pakai, by the results. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation, I do not endure the oblations offered by the sacrificers in the sacrificial fire, which is one of my own mouth, with the same relish as I do the delicacies overflowing with ghee, which are offered to the mouth of the Brahmanas, who have dedicated to me the results of their activities, and who are never satisfied, and who are ever satisfied with my prasad. Purport. The devotee of the Lord or the Vaishnava does not take anything without offering to the Lord. Since a Vaishnava dedicates all the results of his activities to the Lord, he does not taste anything eatable which is not first offered to him. The Lord also relishes giving to the Vaishnava's mouth all eatables offered to him. It is clear from these words that the Lord eats through the sacrificial fire and the Brahmana's mouth. So many articles, grains, ghee, etc., are offered in sacrifice for the satisfaction of the Lord. The Lord accepts sacrificial offerings from the Brahmanas and devotees. And elsewhere it is stated that whatever is given for the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas to eat is also accepted by the Lord. But here it is said that he accepts offerings to the mouth of Brahmana and Vaishnava with even greater relish. The best example of this is found in the life of Advaita Prabhu in his dealings with Haridas Thakur. Even though Haridas was born of a Mohammedan family, Advaita Prabhu offered him the first dish of prasad after the performance of a sacrifice ceremony. Haridas Thakur informed him that he was born of a Mohammedan family and asked why Advaita Prabhu was offering the first dish to a Mohammedan instead of an elevated Brahmana. Out of his humbleness, Haridas condemned himself as a Mohammedan, but Advaita Prabhu, being an experienced devotee, accepted him as a real Brahmana. Advaita Prabhu asserted that by offering the first dish to Haridas Thakur, he was getting the result of feeding 100,000 Brahmanas. The conclusion is that if one can feed a Brahmana or Vaishnava, it is better than performing hundreds of thousands of sacrifices. In this age, therefore, it is recommended that Hare Nama, chanting the holy name of God and pleasing the Vaishnava, are the only means to elevate oneself to spiritual life. Om Gyanati Minandasya Gyananjana Sharakaya Chakshu Uminitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnan Stapidan Yena Buddhare Swayam Rupa Kadama Hyan Tadati Swam Padandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrachatam Sahagana Lakunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Satvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahagana Narita, Shri Vishakam, Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dinna Bandhu Jagapate, Gopesha Kopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namastude, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindava Nishwari, Rishabandhu Sude Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vanchakau Patarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Via Evacha, Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishvanebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadatra, Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nahan Tatami Yajamana Havye Vitane Chota Griha Putam Adanhuta Bhum Mukena Ya Brahmanasya Mukatash Charato Nungasam Tushtasya Maya Vahitai Nijakama Pakai. Translation again. I do not enjoy the oblations offered by the sacrificers in the sacrificial fire, which is one of my own mouth, with the same relish as I do the delicacies overflowing with ghee, which are offered to the mouth of the Brahmanas, who have dedicated to me the results of their activities and who are ever satisfied with my prasad. So in the purport, actually here Lord Narayan is speaking to the four Kumaras continuously. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he said that the devotees of the Lord or the Vaishnava does not take anything without offering it to the Lord. Since a Vaishnava dedicates all the results of his activities to the Lord, he does not taste anything eatable which is not first offered to him. It actually, after reading this, it actually reminds me a story of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was only a young boy, he accidentally took a mango from the kitchen and he ate it. So while Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you know, as a young boy, he was eating, you know, the mango, his father, you know, found out that actually the mango was a bhoga, not yet offered. So he chastised him and by saying, "Hey, my dear son, why are you doing like that? It is a bhoga, hasn't been offered yet." And upon hearing this from his father, you know, although Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was only a small boy, you know, he was really feeling guilty within his heart. And he made a vow that from the rest of his life, you know, he will not eat any mango. Yeah. So he's so serious, you know. And then, you know, Srila Prabhupada said in the purport that the Lord accepts sacrificial offerings from the Brahmanas and devotees. And elsewhere it is stated that whatever is given for the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas to eat is also accepted by the Lord. So this reminds me, you know, many years ago, when I was in China serving my Guru Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, there was one time, of course, you know, in the early days, even nowadays, you know, we do not have official temple in China. The devotees, they have to practice Krishna consciousness without the knowing of the government. So especially in the early days, whenever my Guru Maharaj, you know, came to China to preach, you know, he has to dress, you know, put normal dress without wearing, you know, the sannyasi clothes. And because there is no temple, there was no temple, and he has to bring a hot plate and cook whatever available in the market, in the hotel room, like that, you know. And then I remembered, you know, one time, it was in a city called Xi'an. Yeah, I was there serving my Guru Maharaj the breakfast. after preparing the food, I was actually going to put on the altar and offer whatever foodstuff prepared. And then my Guru Maharaj laughed, you know, at me with another, you know, my senior godbrother, Ekachak Prabhu, saying that, look at Gauranga Prem. You know, he was doing the offering while I'm here. And then Ekachak Prabhu immediately, you know, told me that when the spiritual master is present, you don't need to put the food stuff on the altar. You just serve your Guru Maharaj directly. And this is exactly what is written here. It is stated that whatever is given for the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas to eat is also accepted by the Lord. Yeah. So that means a great Vaishnava, when he accepts the offerings from the disciples, he would offer these offerings, you know, to the Lord like that. And then at the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he made a conclusion saying that in this age, therefore, it is recommended that Hari Nama, chanting the holy name of God and pleasing the Vaishnava, are the only means to elevate oneself to spiritual life. So, what does spiritual life mean? It means to understand that our true identity. So actually, our true identity is that we are spirit souls. We are not these material bodies. And as living spirit souls, we are part and parcel of the Supreme Soul Krishna, of our God. So as living spirit soul, we are actually part and parcel of the Supreme Soul Krishna. Just like the sparkle of fire is part and parcel of the big fire. So if the sparkle of fire thinks that he is very capable on his own, without staying in the big fire, then immediately, you know, the light and heat will be distinguished. So similarly, as living spirit soul, we have to always connect it with the Supreme Soul by the practice of this Krishna consciousness. And then our natural, you know, nature, which is Sachi Ananda, will come out. Yeah. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also teaches us that we have to realize that he himself is actually the Lord of everything. In the fifth chapter, chapter 5, text number 29, Krishna said, Bhoktanam yagya tapasyam savaloka maheshwaram suhritam savabhutanam gyatvamam shanti richate. Krishna tells Arjuna that a person in full consciousness of me knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pains of material misery. Actually, Srila Prabhupada wrote very beautiful purport in this regard. I want to just share Srila Prabhupada's purport, you know, to everyone. Prabhupada, he said, the conditioned souls within the clutches of the illusory energy are all anxious to attain peace in the material world, but they do not know the formula for peace, which is explained in this part of the Bhagavad Gita. The greatest peace formula is simply this: Lord Krishna is the beneficiary in all human activities. Man should offer everything to the transcendental service of the Lord, because he is the proprietor of all planets and the demigods thereon. No one is greater than him. He is greater than the greatest of the demigods, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. In the Vedas, the Supreme Lord is described as Tam Ishvaram Ishvaranam Paramam Maheshwaram. Under the spell of illusion, living entities are trying to be lords of all they survey, but actually they are dominated by the material energy of the Lord. The Lord is the master of material nature, and the conditioned souls are under the stringent rules of material nature. Unless one understands this bare fact, unless one understands these bare facts, it is not possible to achieve peace in the world, either individually or collectively. This is the sense of Krishna consciousness. Lord Krishna is the supreme predominator, and all living entities, including the greatest demigods, are his subordinates. One can attain perfect peace only in complete Krishna consciousness. So it's very clear that we are actually conditioned souls. We are not really controllers. So we should set our life, we should set our goal of life, you know, as Krishna. And actually, Krishna also confirmed here in the Bhagavad Gita. He said, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogatam yenamam upayanti te. Krishna says, to those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. So Krishna here clearly told us that the goal of our life is to go to him and not loitering in this material world. And how can we go to Lord Sri Krishna? We have to serve him. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he was saying, Shravana Kirtanam Vishnu Smananam Padasevanam Achanam Vandanam Darshyam Sakyam Atmani Vedanam. Yeah, we have to hear in the glories of Lord Sri Krishna and then chanting the glories of Lord Sri Krishna and then remembering the pastimes, the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna. Shravana Kirtan Vishnu, Smananam, Pada Sevanam, serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Shravana Kirtan Vishnu, Smananam, Pada Sevanam, Achanam Vandanam. Achanam means, you know, offering different items to the Lord, perform arti to the Lord. And Vandana, making prayers, offering prayers to the Lord. Achanam Vandanam Dasyam. Serving the Lord as a servant. And then serving the Lord as a friend. And then complete, dedicate everything to the Lord. By this way, you know, we can get the favor of Lord Sri Krishna. Yeah. We will definitely go to Krishna for sure. Yeah. So I just stop here. Are there any questions and comments? Yes.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Can you please tell us about the preaching in China? How many devotees are there, and how they get inspired?
Actually, right now in China, we have like 2,000-3,000 devotees. Although it's not official, we do not have official temple yet, but somehow the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam are officially published in China. And then there are so many yoga studios. Yoga practice is allowed in China, although it's a communist country, but yoga practice is allowed there. So right now, we devotees basically, you know, are focusing on preaching in the yoga studio. Yeah. So right now we have around like 2,000-3,000 devotees in China. And recently, even Indradura Maharaj and Narasingha Maharaj, they had a nice program in the yoga studio. In one of the city in Shandong province. I'm sure most people in China, they believe Lord Buddha's teaching to some extent. They are followers of Lord Buddha, you see. Yeah, in China we have hundreds and thousands of the temple of Lord Buddha. And then I realized that because Lord Buddha is actually one of the powerful incarnations of Lord Sri Krishna. So I'm sure by the mercy of Lord Buddha, you know, the Chinese people, the Chinese government will accept our Krishna consciousness too. Yeah. So please pray for us. Yeah. Yes, we do. We sell lots of books, at the yoga studio. We also distribute books to our friends and relatives like that, you know. Yeah. When the sannyasis are visiting, can they get away with dressing in their saffron or Buddhist? Usually they are dressing the normal clothes, you know. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, we'll have some problem, you know. Yeah. Yes. Sometimes, you know, actually many years ago, I was, you know, distributing a book on the street in one city in called Hangzhou. And one policeman, they came up to me in disguise, in the normal clothes, not a uniform, pretend to be very interested in our books. Yeah, and he bought a set of books from me. I was so excited and happy at that time, thinking, wow, he is a nice young man, and he is so interested in Prabhupada's books. So maybe he can become a full-time devotee, you know. So I immediately invited him for our, you know, Sunday feast program, because we have rented a small apartment in the city. I immediately invited him to come. We tried to, you know, cultivating as a full-time bhakta. And later on, we find out actually he's a policeman in disguise, you know. After staying with us for about like 2-3 months, yeah, he followed everything, getting up early in the morning, chanting the japa. He followed everything, two, 3 months. And then he suddenly find the excuse, like, you know, his parents wants him to get married. As a kind, you know, he has to spend time with his girlfriend like that, you know. It's a kind of fall down, you know, like that, you know. He suddenly find this kind of excuse and not coming and staying with us anymore. And later on, you know, we realize that, you know, he is actually a policeman in disguise. And then there's a group of policemen, like 10, 20 policemen came to our ashram after some time, you know, and, you know, put all the devotees in jail, you know. I was put into the jail for 1 month. yeah, like that, you know. Yeah. That was a long time back. Because in those days, they are thinking Krishna consciousness is evil religion. They are thinking like that. It's evil. Evil religion. They are thinking like that. They only allow four kinds of religious practice in China. The Buddhism, Taoism, Christianity, and Muslim. This kind of four type of religion practice in China. Yeah. But not our Krishna consciousness temple yet. Yeah. But I'm sure after some time, you know, it will happen. Yeah. The policeman, actually, later on, after I coming out from the jail, I met him one time, and I tried to, talk to him, but the guy immediately ran away from me. Yeah. I'm sure there must be some benefit, you know, because he stayed with us for 2-3 months at least, you know, and chanted and attending the Bhagavatam class and taking prasadam, you know, yeah. And maybe that's the reason why the Chinese government, you know, allow us to print Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam legally, you see. Yeah. Definitely, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Chinese style, more or less Chinese style. We are serving, yeah. Like the stir-fried cao mian, stir-fried noodle, and cao fan, stir-fried rice, and sub-cheese with some tofu. People in China like stir-fried vegetables a lot. Yeah. Which is light, easy to digest. Yes, Prabhu? Yeah.
One thing now with artificial intelligence, I know Indra Dumna Maharaj is going to China again, and they have now an artificial intelligence that he will speak in English and the people will hear in Chinese. Mm. And then people will ask him questions in Chinese and he will hear in English. Wow. So that's kind of amazing. But just as something. Mm-hmm. And actually I heard, I don't know if this is an urban legend, but the FBI here in America, when Krishna consciousness was starting, they sent two men to become devotees. And they did that. They followed the same thing as the Chinese. Yes. They followed this because at that time, you know, the 60s, there was a lot happening in America with anti-Vietnam War and this and that and so many things. And I mean, there were kind of like American, almost you could say terrorist, where they were putting bombs in draft, burning down draft centers and that kind of thing. So FBI, they also, I don't know if it's an urban legend, but I did hear that at the time.
It sounds like the policemen, is, they are the same. Whether
they're the same everywhere.
In China, yeah. Yeah. KGB, yeah. Yeah. Yes, Prabhu.
I was wondering if how Communist China feels about like Carl Jung and those kinds of philosophies. Do they accept that as religion and so they deny it? Or will they accept those, you know, because there are other philosophies that mention consciousness and spirit and things like that. Are those accepted or are they denied also as religions?
Actually, especially nowadays, many young people, they appreciate our philosophy, yeah. They are accepting, you know.
Yeah. No, I guess what my question is like, okay, so there's the four religions that they accept.
Yes, four religions.
But how about like, you know, like there's like different, like Carl Jung or something, or like...
Carl Jung means...
Or like, you know, there's... So basically my question is like if Krishna consciousness was presented less as a religion and more as a philosophy or something like that, would it be accepted more?
Yes, that's what the devotees are doing now. Yeah. They are presenting Krishna consciousness in a scientific way, you know. Not kind of religion. Because whenever you are talking about religion, then the Chinese people will immediately think that it is superstitious. There's no proof of it, you know. Yeah. So that's why we have to present Krishna consciousness in a very scientific way. Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
I got it.
You already asked a question.
I got to ask this question. It's not particularly Krishna conscious, but How come the Chinese communists don't like the Jews?
I actually have no idea. yeah. Yeah, probably they are thinking the Jews is part of the Christianity, you know. That's more or less the reason, you know. Yeah.
Well, how did the Chinese government authorize publication of the books then? Did they not read them? Did they know what we were publishing?
First of all, there are two things, many. First of all, you know, some of the... policemen in the religious department in the policeman in China.
Okay.
Yeah, and some of the officer they definitely have read all our books.
Yeah.
So, and they find out actually our books are quite, you know, good.
Oh.
Yeah. There's nothing against the Communist Party of China. Oh. Yeah, that's one reason. And another reason is, as far as I know, you know, the devotee in China who is in charge of publishing the books, they probably have to bribe the officer in the government. By bribing them with some money, yeah. And they will give you a book number so that you can publish them like that, you know. these two things, you know. Yeah, like that, you know. Really, huh? Yeah, very similar in China.
So when was the last time any devotee was put into jail for preaching? Nobody does that anymore, like, take that risk.
The last time, as far as I remember, was 2 years ago. There was one devotee, Janaka Prabhu. He's the disciple of Narasimha Maharaj. You know, he was having a program in a quite remote town, you know, in China. And then policemen came and arrested him and kept him, you know, probably for a week like that, you know. That's the, it's still some, you know, danger, especially in a remote place where, you know, the policemen are not so much educated with without Krishna consciousness. They might think in a different way, you know. But in a big city like Shanghai, Beijing, Guangzhou, these big cities, we are quite popular now, actually. Yeah. Yes, Maliji. Yes. Yes.
The four religions you said are accepted.
Yes.
If you went under Hinduism, wouldn't that be accepted because a major religion? Instead of Krishna consciousness, if you were Hindus.
Hinduism.
Yeah.
Right?
Would that be accepted because like a major religion? You said China accepted all major religion, four major religions?
Yeah, that's all. They accept this kind of four religion at the moment, but not Hinduism or Krishna consciousness at the moment.
Well, Krishna consciousness is relatively new, the terminology, but Hinduism is like old. When you're not covered under Hinduism?
No, but somehow the government, you know, does not accept Hinduism at the moment. Maybe in the future. Yeah, I know right now there are many people from India, they came to China. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
They're not allowed to preach. I mean, devotees are not allowed to preach, but are people allowed to practice whatever they want in their homes? Is that considered all right?
Yes. You can practice, you know, at your home, and it's okay. Yeah.
So for example, if you know, like you had a rented place, but if somebody is having preaching, but not, you know, is just having home programs,
right?
That is allowed, or
that is allowed. Uh-huh. But even if you are having a home program, you have to be very careful. You should not be so loud that disturbing the neighbors.
Yeah.
Like recently, I was having a program in Chongqing, in my home, with my wife. And we have about, like, you know, 15, 20 devotees. But the devotees are so excited in the kirtan, so it's really very loud. And then the neighbor complained and called the police. And we have to stop the program right away, you know. Of course, they understand we are a yoga studio. Because my wife is a yoga teacher, you know, our home is actually a yoga studio, and all the devotees come in, they are our yoga students. So we gave this excuse, and the policeman said, you should just be quiet, not disturb the neighbors. Like that, the policeman warned us, you know. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, Mataji, yeah.
It's really popular in the big cities. What do you mean popular? But because of yoga, and or popular to the authorities, or
popular means big city. Usually in China, it's like that. In the big city, you know, because more a lot of foreigners are coming to big cities, so the government people, they understand, you know, they have more knowledge about various type of, you know, religious group. So in that sense, you know, we are, you know, very well known in big cities in China, you know, like that. Okay. That's why usually in big cities, they will not harass us, you know. But in the remote place, you might get problem, you know. Yes, Maliji?
I heard Rompad Swami has a big following.
Exactly.
And Mahatma Prabhu's books are translated. Many books are translated in Mandarin.
Right, right. Maharaj, he was caught the year 2023 in a city in called in a Zhengzhou in a city. Yeah, and he was kept in the police station for about 8 hours recently, 3 years ago, 2-3 years ago. 2023, 2 years ago, Rompad Maharaj. And then he stopped coming in China now, because of that, you know. Yeah, Zoom program, but still he can come and visit our Hong Kong temple. Hong Kong is also part of China, he can go there without any problem. But there's a temple there, official temple there, but not mainland China. Yeah, like that, you know. So all Maharaj's disciples went to Hong Kong to see Nong Pat Maharaj there, you know. We have to do like that, you know. Yeah. Yes, Madhya.
Prabhu, so this is, now we're talking about recent, but during the time when Tamal Krishna Maharaj was there, you know, things were very restricted. So I just wanted to know how you came to Krishna consciousness in that kind of situation where things were really restricted at that time.
Yeah.
I mean, in general, how the devotees became, came.
Thank you, Maharaj, for asking this question. You know, actually, in those days, I got in touch with this Krishna consciousness at the end of the year 1990, you know, because in those days, China has just opened up to the Western countries. And many young men, you know, they will go to English corner to practice the English skill so that, you know, in the future they might be able to have some contacts from overseas, and then they can go to overseas like that. Many young people, they are doing like that. And I was one of the young men in those days, you know. And one day, I went to the English corner, and I met two nice gentlemen. Yeah, they are very nicely, you know, dealing with us, discussing many problems in the society. And I really attracted by the topics. And then I asked them, is any solution to all those problems or not? And one of them said, yes, if you want to learn more, we are invited to come to our home and we can discuss more. And then I realized that there are two devotees. Yeah, they are preaching, you know, like that, you know, in this way, you know. And then slowly I become attracted by the philosophy. In the beginning, actually, I do not have any interest in the philosophy also in the beginning, because I was an atheistic, grown up as an atheistic. Whenever people will preach to me about the existence of the soul or God, I would immediately fight back saying, it is superstitious, you have no proof. But I like to be with them because they are they have very good qualities. They are nice people. And then plus, I want to learn English from them so that in the future I can go to the other countries like that, you know. So with this in the mind, I start to associate with them. And slowly, you know, by the association of the devotees, my mind become purified, and slowly I can understand, what Krishna consciousness philosophy is actually perfect, right? You know, like that, you know, yeah. The devotee, they cook prasadam at home, but not, and actually recently, the devotee, they are open a prasadam business also, the restaurant, yeah, selling prasadam also, yeah, is allowed. Yeah, prasadam distribution. One is the devotee from Dallas, Texas, Nathananda Prabhu. He's actually my first guru. Yeah, he's actually Nathananda Prabhu. The other one is Devakinanda Prabhu. Yeah, he's original from India, but he was born in Hong Kong. Actually, he's from Hong Kong. Yeah, those two devotees, yeah. They saved my life, you know. Yes, Mataji. It's more and more popular in China now, actually. Especially the young people, yeah, they must learn English, yeah, in order to have a bright future materially. Yeah. Actually, even in the kindergarten, they studied English teaching, you know. Yeah, to like three, four, five years old kids, they start to teach English, you know, like that. You know.
How
Yes. They eat a lot of meat, but at the same time, they eat a lot of vegetable too. Yeah, generally speaking, the Chinese people, they want a balanced diet. Yeah, some in the food, yeah, some portion of meat and some portion of vegetables. Yeah, usually that's their idea of healthy life, yeah. Yeah. Yes, they are Buddhist temple. They are strict vegetarian. And that's why, you know, nowadays there are so many vegetarian restaurants in China. Yeah, there are so many. Many of them are owned by the Buddhist followers. Yeah. You can get all kinds of vegetables. Very nice. Yes, Madhiji. Actually, it's prasadam business. Yeah, it's a kind of buffet with four or five items, different items. Chow mein is also part. Usually there's rice, one or two sabji, one soup, one sweet, and one fruit salad. Yeah, it's a package. They are charging $6, like 40 RMB. 40 RMB is like six US dollar, like that, in a restaurant. They can come to the restaurant to eat. Yeah, yeah. There's a restaurant, and also they are selling that online too. Yeah. Yes. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for coming. Skantraj Shrima Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai. Ribo, ribo.